Senate will come to order for the 65th legislative day. Will the members please vote this morning to signify their presence.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning. Senator Hensley is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Senator Bennett.
At ease.
The Senate will stand at ease, please. It'll come back to order, please. We do have 19 members present. There's a quorum to do business this morning. It's a great deal of pleasure that I introduce Pastor Joseph Valencia from the Assembly of God Church for the morning prayer. Will everyone please stand?
Let us pray. Loving Father, as we stand before you this morning, we realize the Senate chamber is a place of great power in our state. It is filled with men and women who carry tremendous burdens and responsibilities, both politically and personally. This morning we pray for those who need a word of encouragement. Let their trust be in you. We pray for family and personal relationships, that you would bring restoration. Where there is illness in body, we pray for your healing touch. For our children and grandchildren, that your hand of blessing would rest upon them. For personal financial needs, we ask that you would provide out of your great abundance. May your comfort, strength, and peace rest upon each senator today. We thank you and ask this in the name of him who loves us. Amen.
Amen. Senator Elias, will you lead us in the pledge? To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Senator Yulee.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread on the journal. And could we have a brief at ease for 1 second?
Hearing no objections, the prayer will be spread on the journal. And without objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Back to order, please. We need the certification of the Daily Journal. Madam Secretary.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 64th legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary for the 64th legislative day.
Hearing no objections, the journal for the 64th legislative day has been approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. We're down to introduction of guests. Senator Halpert.
Madam President, in the gallery behind me, we have a number of people from Anchorage District 14 with the ARCO Civic Action Program. We have Terry Kimmler, Renee Thompson, Tommy Thompson, Don Gerwin, Fanny Kimmler, Randy Lawrence, Jim Tanner, and Marty Sykes. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Halpert.
Madam President, we also have a number of students from Clark Junior High with us today. I think all in the other gallery. Senator Kelly will be introducing some of those, and I'll be introducing some of those. Students we have on the list that I'll be introducing include Jennifer McDade, Hope Mahoney, Leanne Mayberry, Tabitha Weaver, Charity Gumbetter, and Leanne Oliver. And we also have chaperones Jack Anderson and Patricia Anderson. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to the Senate this morning an old-time friend, Chuck Meacham, who is a natural resource consultant from Anchorage, and with him is Dr. Tom Larson, who's working Inspiration Gold Inc. From the dredge company that's doing the dredging in the Nome area. Welcome to the Senate, Chuck.
Senator Yulee.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Josephson and myself have students from Clark Junior High School that are here, also from District 13, and I will go ahead and read off the names. We're glad that they're here. They did sit in on the State Affairs Committee and Labor and Commerce Committees yesterday, being able to see what the process was all about, asked some very good questions. Senator Abood allowed them to go ahead and testify before the committee, which I thought that was great. And the people that I'm going to introduce today are Matt Smith, Fred Stewart, Rachel Schofield, Kelly Workman, and they are standing in the left-hand side of the gallery as I face you. Jessica Crutch, I don't know if I spelled that, I pronounced that right, and Candace too. Candace had some good questions. Okay, thank you.
Senator Szymanski.
Thank you, Madam President.
On behalf of Senator Kurtula and myself, I'd like to introduce two special people from the Mat-Su Valley. Walt Harris, who's behind me, is the director of the Senior Center in Wasilla and a good friend of many of the people in the room. And also sitting next to him is Mike Mickelson, the mayor of Houston, one of the largest, fastest-growing communities in our area. Thank you.
Senator Josephson.
Thank you, Madam President. Other Clark students with us this morning from Senate District H are Barbara Pate.
Okay, I see you. Thank you.
By the way, her dad is with us this morning as one of the chaperones from the group, I think. Ryan Vowell, Jason Alexander, Leanne McClurg, Patricia Tyler, Almond Schneider, and Gary LaPointe. We welcome you to the Senate.
Senator Kelly.
Madam President, we have even more students from Clark Junior High. And it's Colt Bell, Butch Newton, Stephanie Altman, Laura Pastos, Richard Brenner, Wendy Larson, and Laura Hughes. Madam President, I believe Senator Halford mispronounced a name. It's not Hope Mahoney, it's Hope Mooney. And the reason I know that is I worked with her father on constructing the Alaska Pipeline in 1975. We also have a teacher, Jackie Browner, and two chaperones, Darlene Huger and Jerome Pate. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce from my hometown a young man who's really making a name for himself in the sport of hockey. I'd like you to meet Keith Swarner. He's hid behind the door because there's only standing room. Welcome, Keith. And Madam President, with him is one of my best friends, my campaign chairman, a young woman who's worked very, very hard in the community, and Keith's mother, Jo Swarner.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Madam President. Just another note on the people that came from Clark Junior High School, that many of these people did help pay their own way down here, and I think that's great that they've taken that interest. Senator Strzelewski brought that to my attention.
Thank you, sir. Further introductions. The Senate welcomes all of you here today. It's a particular honor to have Mrs. Bronner's class with us from Clark. I had the privilege of teaching them a couple of classes before Christmas holidays, and they did earn their way down. And the Civic Action Program from ARCO is always welcome. It's a pleasure to have all of you with us today. Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Madam President.
Do we have messages from the House of Representatives?
Message of March 23, the House passed and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill No. 7, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the Office of Public Advocacy and Volunteer Guardians ad litem.
The State Affairs Committee, Judiciary Finance Committee.
That was the only message from the House today.
Do we have communications?
We have no communications.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution No. 24, establishment of a domestic fisheries zone for Alaska, and recommends adoption of the CNRA committee substitute. Senator Kelly, chairman, and Senators Elias and Ewing and Zemanski signed due pass. Senator Fahrenkamp signed no recommendation. SJR 24 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill No. 41, cabins on state land, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute finance. Senator Binkley, co-chairman, and Senators Fisher, Ewing, and Bennett signed due pass. Senator Jaroff and Duncan signed no recommendation. A zero fiscal note was attached. SB 41 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill No. 125, Alaska Marine Transportation Advisory Board, recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute finance. Senator Binkley, co-chairman, and Senator Jaroff, Fisher, Duncan, Ewing, and Bennett signed due pass. A fiscal note was attached. SB 125 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considers Senate Bill No. 169, Training of Foster Parents, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute Hess, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fisher, Chairman, and Senators Jones and Josephson. A zero fiscal note was attached. Senate Bill 169 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 176, Office of Public Advocacy and Volunteer Gardens, ad litem. Senator Abood, chairman, signed due pass with fiscal analysis, signing due pass for Senators Josephson and Ewling. Senator Fake signed, fiscal note needs to be analyzed. A zero fiscal note and a fiscal impact note were attached. SB 176 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Rules Committee considers Senate Bill number 139, Wages and Benefits for Certain Legislative Employees, recommends calendar March 24. Signed, Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senators Bakes, Bennett, and Binkley. This bill is on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Do we have reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports today.
Do we have introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no new resolutions.
Can we have the introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill number 207 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act abolishing the Governor's Commission on the Administration of Justice and transferring responsibilities to the Governor's Commission on Criminal Justice Information and providing for an effective date.
That'll be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
Senate Bill number 208 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to transportation of pupils and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services Committee, Transportation Committee, Judiciary has requested the bill and finance.
Senate Bill number 209 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to mortgage loans purchased by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation relating to bonds issued by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance Committee will be the referrals of that bill.
Senate Bill number 210 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to geographic pay differentials and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
And those are the new bills today.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 139 by the Rules Committee, an act relating to wages and benefits for certain legislative employees and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill. A majority of the committee recommended due pass. Senator Binkley, co-chairman, signed no recommendation. Signing due pass were Senators Jara, Fisher, Duncan, Ewling, Hensley, and Bennett. Two zero fiscal notes were attached.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 139 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 139 is before us in final passage.
Senate Bill number 139, an act relating to wages and benefits for certain legislative employees and providing for an effective date.
Do we have any debate? Senator Elias?
Madam President, briefly, this bill establishes that all legislative employees are paid on a monthly basis, and all with the same benefit package, and all on the same state salary schedule, which means that that during the negotiation process that's going on to the present time, that if the salaries are increased or decreased, whatever their agreement might be, our employees will be affected in the same manner. Under the present situation, we would have the effect would only take care of some of our employees. One way or the other, half would not be a part of the system. So what we're trying to do is bring them all into the same category, and of course. The entities that are involved, leadership, the Rules Committee, and the Legislative Council, those other entities will establish their own policy as it relates to their employees. But the fact is that they'll all be on that wage schedule, which is compatible, or which is a state schedule.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion or debate? Senator Curtula.
One question. What the Rules Chairman through the President is saying, that if it's the decision that no person shall be, say, above a step C, that this bill in no way affects that decision-making by those that are authorized to make that decision.
Senator?
In answer to Senator Cadula's question, that will be established by the policy of that particular entity. The Rules Committee established a policy saying that that's what it would be for the people who are employed by rules. And if the leadership established that policy, that would be for their employees. But we're all on the same wage scale, but the steps are established by the entity themselves.
Thank you, Mr. Rules Chairman. Is there further debate or discussion? question has been called. The question being, shall Senate Bill 139, Wages and Benefits for Certain Legislative Employees, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And so, Senate Bill 139, Wages and Benefits for Certain Legislative Employees, has passed the Alaska State Senate by a vote of 19 yeas with one excused. Mr. Majority Leader?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of Senate Bill 139 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objections, the effective date clause has been adopted by the roll call vote of the bill. Next item on the calendar.
Senate Bill number 143 by Senators Bennett and Fakes, an act changing the date the proposed general appropriation bill becomes public. The Finance Committee considered this bill, recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Binkley, co-chairman, concurring Senators Jara, Fisher, Duncan, Ewing, Hensley, and Bennett. The zero fiscal note was attached.
Madam Secretary, just one moment, please. Senator Fairley.
May we have a brief at ease?
Hearing no objections, the Senate will stand at ease. Please. We've read the bill for the first time. Have you got all the committee reports read?
Yes, Madam President.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 143 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading and placed in the final passage.
Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 143 is before us in final passage.
Senate Bill number 143, an act changing the date the proposed general appropriation bill becomes public.
Is there any debate? Members prepared to vote? Question's been called. The question being, shall Senate Bill 143, changing the date the proposed general appropriation bill becomes public, is before us for voting. Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Senator Szymanski?
Thank you, ma'am. From yea to nay.
Senator Szymanski wishes to change his vote. Any other senator wish to change their vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And so, Senate Bill 143 has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas, 2 nays, 1 excused.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 20 by Senators Binkley, Fakes, Behrenkamp, Hensley, Fisher, Josephson, Coghill, Rohde, Sturzelewski, Ewing, and Szymanski relating to National Tourism Week. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this resolution and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Eliason, Ewing, Szymanski, and Behrenkamp.
Is there any debate? The bill is before us for final passage. Is there any discussion? Question's been called. The question being, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution number 20 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So, Senate Concurrent Resolution number 20 has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 1 excused.
We have citations honoring Hansi Nod, All-American 1987, by Senators Kelly, Sturzelewski, and Representative Pierce. A citation honoring George Van Brunt, service at Cape St. Elias Light Station by Senators Kelly and Hofford.
Is there any discussion? Mr. Majority Leader?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted.
Hearing no objections, the citations on today's calendar will be adopted. Mr. Majority Leader?
Madam President, can we have an ease, please?
Without objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order, please. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation honoring Jesse J.J. Jackson be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Hearing no objections, the citation for Jesse J.J. Jackson is before us as a special order of business at this time.
A citation honoring Jesse J.J. Jackson, All-American 1987, by Senators Josephson, Ewing, Kelly, and Jaroff.
Is there any discussion? Senator Josephson.
They used to call me Dr. J in my basketball playing days. And anybody called J.J. Jackson's all right in my book, I'll tell you.
Is there any further discussion? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that citation be adopted.
Hearing no objections, the special citation for J.J. Jackson has been adopted by the State Senate. Is there unfinished business this morning? Unfinished business, Senator Fisher.
Business. Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill number 150, an act relating to bonds issued for school construction and provided for an effective date, be waived from Hess. The next committee referral is Finance.
Hearing no objections, that bill will be waived from Hess. Further unfinished business? Do we have announcements this morning? Senator Jones.
This afternoon at 1:30, the Transportation Committee will meet in the Belch Room. We'll take up Senate Joint Resolution 18, commemorative stamp Alaska Highway, 50th year, and then we'll take up Senate Joint Resolution 27 relating to dredging the shoal in St. Paul Harbor in Kodiak. We'll also have a hearing on Commissioner Hickey for DOT. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Jones. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, the Senate Committee on Resources will continue its hearings tomorrow at 1:30 on Senate Bill 98, and the scheduled bills that were scheduled for the 25th will be moved down the calendar.
Senator, Senator Farrancan.
Madam President, today at 3:30 in the Belch Room, Special Committee on Oil and Gas will be hearing Senate Bill 182 relating to the state oil and gas lease sales. And the 5 o'clock meeting for the Legislative Council today is in the Butrovich Room rather than the Governor's Council.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Curtula.
Judiciary, 1:30 today. There'll be a teleconference and Senate Bill 56, the Pioneers NODI program.
Thank you, Mr. Judiciary Chairman. Senator Bennett.
The Ethics Committee will meet this evening at 6 p.m. in the Butrovich Room. It'll go on for several hours.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. This morning we held over, we recessed the Senate Finance Committee meeting. The hearing on Senate Concurrent Resolution 22 was held over to allow some more time. Tentatively, we're set up to reconvene at 1:30, but we're trying to work with all the Finance Committee members to find a time that everybody can attend. So you'll have to stay tuned for exactly what time that will be, but it should be between 2:30 or 1:30 and 2:30 this afternoon.
Thank you, Senator Binkley. Senator Sturgiluski.
Thank you, Madam President. 3:30 today in the Butrovich Room, three bills for community and regional affairs, SJR 23, Rural Development Demonstration Grant, SB 160, Grants, Loans, Alaska Clean Water Fund, and SB 168, the first hearing on establishing port authorities.
Thank you. Without objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Order, please. We're under unfinished business. Is there any other unfinished business? Announcement. Senator Eliason.
Madam President, Senate rules will meet this afternoon at 4:45 in the Belch Room. We'll take up HJR 17, Alaska Seafood Products, trades names, Senate Bill 41, cabins on state land, Senate Bill 87, credit card interest rates, Senate Bill 123, Marine Highway Advisory Board, SJR 24, Unalaska Domestic Fisheries Zone, Senate Bill 125, Alaska Marine Transportation Advisory Board, and whatever other bills we might find in the folder.
Thank you, Mr. Rules Chairman. Is there further announcements? Announcements. Are there special orders?
Madam President.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to discuss the activity of a special committee.
Hearing no objection, sir, you do have the floor.
Madam President, for the past 3 or 4 weeks, a part of your Senate has been traveling throughout the state on a special task to disseminate information and to receive information on the ANWR issue, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge opening, the 1002 report. I'd like to commend my colleagues that are on the special committee, Senator Jones and Senator Duncan, Senator Sturzulewski, and Senator Betty Fahrenkamp with Special Oil and Gas for their indulgence in the hearing process. We've we've been in hearings now for 34 and a half hours total time with lots of public and agency testimony. Our task was to go out and to build a record to find out just exactly what the basis and the recommendations would be for the state to Congress. Everybody is very pleased that we're bringing the hearings to the communities, because when the feds did this, when the federal government was involved in the hearings on the ANWR issue, they skipped over all of the major communities, did a hearing up north and did a hearing in Washington, D.C. In Fairbanks, why we identified all of the issues, we spent 2 days. We were in Fairbanks on the 6th and 7th of March. We identified all of the issues, the 90-10 issue, the land exchange issue, the geological potential. We spent quite a bit of time on the caribou, and we also worked on the labor and the local hire issue. The greatest turnout there was that we had 23 people that showed up that testified on the public sector side. Then the next week, on the 13th and 14th, we met in Anchorage. We got into the details of the issue. We identified all of the areas of possible agreement or disagreement between the federal government, the state government, and the private sector. And what we did, Madam Chairman, is that we, in all of our hearings, we used the first day for the morning of the day to hear the federal side of the issue. And then the second half of the first day was used to identify the state's side of the issue. And then we did something that was a little different on the second day, the first half of the second day, why we used that to bring industry into the whole testimony program, and because we felt that industry had an awful lot of information on the whole Arctic National Wildlife Range, and particularly the Arctic Plain. We received the greatest response as far as the native corporations were concerned in Anchorage, and we explored that idea, and we opened the issue so that when we do our program in Kodiak in a couple of weeks, why they will be ready and they will understand what the Senate Select Committee is trying to do. Last week, why, thanks to Senator Jones, he turned the weather on very well for us in Ketchikan, and we had one of the calmest and one of the brightest days that Ketchikan's experienced in a long time. We did something a little different in our hearings in Ketchikan last weekend. What we did is we brought we narrowed the experts from the state and the federal government down to two or three people, and we brought them to the table together. And we opened the issue of the whole, of all of the questions from the previous two meetings, and it was very positive in getting the position straightened out, because when there was a disagreement, why, we could sort it back and forth until we found we got right to the core of the issue. We didn't have a very large group of experts or public testimony in Ketchikan, but we did have a gentleman. His name was Frank Griffin, and he was the secretary of the Tanana Valley Sportsmen's Association back in 1957, when the first resolution by that group was projected to Congress to make it to take the refuge and make it an Arctic wildlife range, that brought about the beginning of the ANWR program. We were well received in Kodiak, or in Ketchikan. Not very many people go down there and have these hearings, and we had eight couples from the organization, from the community, take the people that were down there with the hearings to dinner. And on Saturday afternoon, why, the chairman of the pulp mill asked us if we were Marty Fing, if we'd like to take a tour of the pulp mill, and we had a beautiful tour of the pulp mill, beautiful day. And to top it off, why, he loaded us in one of the company helicopters, and he took us from the pulp mill site over to see their sawmill at Metlakatla. And of course, we didn't touch down, but we were able to see very well all of the functions of the sawmill from there. We hopped over the hill to a place called Port Chester, where we seen a hatchery, a federal hatchery that's in operation there through the Metlakatla organization. And then we took a nice tour across the bay in the chopper, and we went to Hollis. And from Hollis, we went to Thorn Bay and Kasan. We got to see about 20 killer whales out there. It was quite a tour. And a lot of people think that maybe these were junkets, but actually what our mission was to go over and take a look at the regrowth of all of the trees in the valleys that we have growing. And like the pilot said, if you stand still in one of these valleys too long, you're liable to find a tree growing up your leg. So the regrowth program in that area is not nearly as touchy as a lot of people think it is, because you hear an awful lot of conversation about clear cutting and a lot of comment out of it. Now, we're going to be going to Kodiak on Monday the 13th for our final away from Anchorage hearing. And when we go there, we'll be concentrating on the Native Corporation aspects, on the land exchange, the Caribou agreements, the 7i within the ANSCA program, and the risk of the exchange of these people taking their ANSCA land and exchanging it for revenue potential lands. So I think that, Madam Chairman, what I'd like to do is to commend the Senate, but when we that for the senators for indulging in this report, because I think that it was well worth it, and we'll probably be in a position to be able to report back to the Senate probably about the 9th of April. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Resources Chairman. Further special orders this morning. Mr. Majority Leader.
Can we just briefly return to announcements?
Hearing no objections, we're at announcements.
Madam President, under announcements, this evening at 5 to 7, the Governor and Mrs. Cooper will be hosting reception for the Women's Commission at the Governor's House.
Are there further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader, will you recess us, please?
Madam President, I'm going to move that we recess until 4:30 for a technical session. So at this time, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in recess until 4:30.
Senate will be recessed until 4:30. Come to order, please. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent we return to reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will return on the calendar to the reports of standing committees. Madam Secretary.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 22 opposing imposition of an income tax on individuals. Senator Binkley, co-chairman, and Senators Fisher, Ewling, and Bennett signed due pass with a zero fiscal note. Senator Jaros signed no recommendation. SCR 22 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Transportation Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 18, issuance of postal stamps commemorating the 50th anniversary of the construction of the Alaska Highway. It recommends it be replaced with the Committee Substitute Transportation, a new title, and due pass. Signed Senator Jones, chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Fahrenkamp, Coghill, and Abood. Zero fiscal note was attached. SJR 18 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Transportation Committee considers Senate Joint Resolution Number 27 urging the United States Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the shoal developing in St. Paul Harbor, Kodiak, and recommends due pass. Signed Senator Jones, chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Coghill, and Abood. Senator Fahrenkamp signed due pass with the understanding interested parties supply financing. A zero fiscal note was attached. SJR 27 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
And the Transportation Committee considered Commissioner Mark Hickey, pursuant to your instructions. There were no stated objections to confirmation of the named individual by committee members. This does not necessarily indicate an intention to vote for or against the individual named at the time of the joint session, signed Senator Jones, Chairman, Senators Coghill, Fahrenkamp, Abood, and Kelly, and those other standing committee reports this afternoon.
Thank you. Is there any other business to come before the Senate? Senator Bennett?
Announcements, Madam President.
Under announcement, Senator.
I'd like to announce that and thank the staff for helping me find my little bird. Thank you very much.
Are there further announcements? Further special orders? Further anything? Senator Halford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will stand adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning.